Oh, here we go. As we get ready to elect a president again in 2024, we got to come to terms with the fact that we have never had a female president. Or have we? Well, it seems we had a woman secretly acting as president before women even had the right to vote. And she was embroiled in a scandal, too, while at the White House. I'm Patty Steele, the secret president, next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can you believe we're already almost halfway through 2024? It's actually a great time to take a look at what you've accomplished and also what you want to do with the rest of the year. Now, here's the thing. If you're like me, you forget to give yourself a pat on the back, right? Celebrate your wins so you feel good about what you're capable of moving forward. One of the best things about therapy is taking a deep dive into who you are with a terrific professional who helps you recognize all your positives and helps you set achievable goals. Now, for instance, I spent a lot of time beating myself up for indulging my love of history when it had nothing to do with my career at the time. But my therapist said, Patty, that's what makes you who you are. Follow your passion. It was such a relief. It encouraged me to make some happy adjustments in my career. Therapy isn't just for people who've experienced major trauma. It's a way to find joy and peace in your life. The therapist I met through BetterHelp is warm. She listens. She asks eye-opening questions. Try BetterHelp. It's entirely online on your schedule. Super convenient and flexible. Just fill out a quick questionnaire to get you matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime you want for no extra charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're back with The Backstory. All right, here we are, 2024, an election year. And amazingly, the United States has never had a president who was a woman. In the past 80 years, there have been more than 125 women who were presidents or prime ministers around the world, in countries like India, England, Ireland, Israel, France, Germany, Switzerland, Finland, Taiwan, Ethiopia, and so many more. But again, none in the U.S. Now, the thing is, we never allowed women to even vote, much less run for office, for almost our first 150 years. New Zealand gave women the right to cast their votes in 1893. Australia soon followed, as did Finland, Norway, and Denmark. Most of Europe and Asia followed after that. But the U.S. didn't send women to the polls until 1920. But there was one woman, Edith Galt Wilson, who wasn't even able to vote for her future husband when he was elected president in 1912. But she became one of the most powerful first ladies ever, the acting president at the end of her husband's second term, despite the fact their relationship was, at first, considered sort of scandalous. Woodrow Wilson was a total academic. He had a PhD in history and another one in political science from Johns Hopkins University. Then he taught at several colleges, and finally, he became president of Princeton University. For 30 years, he was married to his first wife, Ellen. But just a year after he was elected president in 1912, Ellen died. Along comes Edith Galt, a recent widow as well. And President Wilson was smitten immediately. She was brilliant, beautiful, and 16 years younger. He proposed right after meeting her, saying, "In this place, time is not measured by weeks or months or years, but by deep human experiences." Wow. Is that a sales pitch or what? I think I'd marry him too. But anyway, the public, not so smitten with the love affair. Some gossip said President Wilson had cheated on his first wife with Edith, and it got worse than that. Some folks claimed that Wilson and Edith had murdered his first lady. It so disturbed him, Wilson was on the verge of breaking the engagement to Edith to save his presidency and his reputation. But Edith stayed calm. She insisted on just postponing the wedding until the end of Wilson's first official year of mourning over Ellen's death. They finally married on December 18, 1915. Edith was a pretty quick study, and she was a terrific first lady. During World War I, to set an example, she instituted rationing at the White House, including gasless Sundays, meatless Mondays, and wheatless Wednesdays. She brought in sheep to graze on the White House lawn rather than use men to mow it with machines. And then she had the sheep's wool auctioned off to benefit the Red Cross. She also became the first lady to visit Europe while her husband was in office, visiting troops with him in 1918 and 1919 during World War I, and also being on hand when he was there to sign the Treaty of Versailles. But late in 1919, the year before women finally got the right to vote in the U.S., Woodrow Wilson had a severe stroke. It left him bedridden and partially paralyzed. In order to keep his condition from the public, even his vice president and his cabinet were kind of kept out of the loop with regards to how sick he was. At first, Edith acted as a sort of gatekeeper to the president, dealing with major decisions, documents, and meetings without bothering him. She went over all his paperwork and correspondence, and she only ran things by him when he sort of was able to go over things and also was feeling a little bit better. Cabinet members had to go through Edith to get info to the president, and insiders called her the presidentress, or the secret president. She was making major policy decisions, plus consulting with doctors and advisors, all while maintaining the image that President Wilson was still fully in charge. A heck of a lot easier, I guess, in the days before TV or even much radio. And she maintained the role and the secret for the rest of his presidency until early 1921. Edith did have her critics, folks who suspected she was overstepping her bounds and taking on a role she didn't have the constitutional authority to take on. And once again, she was a woman. She couldn't even vote, much less run for office, much less be the president. Now, on the other side, supporters said whatever she was doing, she did out of loyalty to her husband and the nation during a vulnerable post-World War I time. In a time when women didn't have much of a public voice, Edith Galt Wilson made hers heard, loud and clear, and what she did altered the course of American history. If you have any stories you would like me to take a deep dive into and share, please feel free to direct message me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.